wildfire burned down most of the forest. It was awful. But there's already beautiful flowers growing and blooming.
It's amazing how God can still bring good things out of bad circumstances. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening today. My name is Zach. Has it ever felt like your life has gone through a wildfire? Probably not a real one, but maybe you've gone through some terrible changes, like your family falling apart or losing someone you love. It seems like nothing good can ever come from that, but God has a way of growing good things even from tough times. Just listen to Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. Our story for today is called Wildflowers and Wildfires. Wow, look at all the flowers! Kayla stared in awe at the field of flowers. Her family was hiking in Waterton Lakes National Park. To their left was a stunning lake surrounded by mountains, and to their right was a forest filled with beautiful pinkish-purple flowers. The trees were all blackened and bare, so the true beauty came from the flowers and the backdrop of the mountains. These flowers are called fireweed, Mom said. They're called that because they grow after a fire. Is that why all the trees are burnt? Kayla asked. Because of a fire? Yes, Dad replied. Several years ago, there was a huge wildfire here. It burned all the trees and plants. Until the rest of the plants grow back, all that's here is the fireweed. The roots of fireweed can survive extremely hot temperatures, so it's one of the first plants to sprout up. The fire can even help it grow. It's so beautiful how these flowers can grow even after the devastation of a fire, Kayla said. I think it's a beautiful example of how God works to bring good things out of bad things, Mom said thoughtfully. Sometimes He allows bad things to happen in our lives so He can use them for good. Yeah, the fire must have been terrible, but God was nourishing little roots of beauty even then, Kayla said. Mom nodded. That's so true. Sometimes we can see how God is working in our lives, but often we won't see it right away. When this wildfire was raging through the park, I'm sure people worried that a lot of the park's natural beauty would be destroyed. But after the wildfire died down, these wildflowers sprouted up, and the park is still beautiful, even though there's not as many trees as before. In the same way, God can use our hard times to help us grow in our faith, which is a beautiful thing. That also reminds me of Jesus' sacrifice, Dad said. It must have seemed like a terrible thing to Jesus' disciples for Him to be crucified, but God planned it for good. It was the only way we could be saved from sin and have eternal life with Him. Kayla smiled. I'm so thankful God causes beauty to flourish even after hard times. Well, how about you? Do you have a hard time seeing beauty in your life when things are hard? Sometimes it can take a while to see God bring good things out of bad things, and sometimes we won't see how God was working in our lives until we get to heaven. But because of Jesus' sacrifice, we have the hope of an eternal future with God and can trust Him to use even bad things that happen in our lives for good. Our key verse is found in Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to His purpose.
And here's our key thought for Sunday. God brings good things out of bad things. Hey, do you love to listen to the Keys for Kids stories? How have they helped you grow closer to God? I'd love to hear how Keys for Kids has impacted your walk with Him. Send me a voice message with your parents' permission. Go to keysforkids.net and tap Open Mic in the menu and tell me your story. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.